This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are going to get back into Vault 7, what for some people will be shocking revelations about CIA hacking against maybe your computer. They're going to be able to, or they have been able to, break into people's iPhones, Androids. Apparently they're hacking Windows and Linux and elsewhere. I haven't looked through the 8,000 pages, but there's 8,700 pages plus in this first release. This is part one of what will be a series of releases, apparently, from WikiLeaks Vault 7. This is year zero is what they're calling this one. Did I say 8,000? 7,800, whatever. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of documents here, and the information we're going to... Well, no, okay. I'm sorry. WikiLeaks says 8,761. Reason apparently transposed a couple numbers saying 7,800 and whatever. Anyway, it's a lot of damn documents. It's Ian and Vincent here with you. We're going to get back into that, but let's go back to your calls and thoughts first. Clayton is in Oklahoma City. He's frustrated with the increase in property taxes there after a police officer rammed into the back of somebody's car on the interstate doing 108 miles an hour, killing the occupant of the vehicle they crashed into. This was the second time said officer was driving like a maniac and got caught for it. He got a slap on the hand. What was the sentence for the officer again, Clayton?
He had 2 years probation. He had misdemeanor, involuntary manslaughter, and a $250 fine. He's still an employee of the county, and that's it. Oh, he was suspended 4 weeks without pay, so he lost out on a month's salary.
Wow. And so once again, very rare that the government police will suffer any kind of serious consequences for something that if you or I had behaved in that way, we'd be, you know, hung on high, basically. And you're frustrated about your taxes going up, but really, there's not much you can do besides complain, right?
Yeah, that's it. And I feel conflicted, too, right? Because I feel really bad for the family that lost the person that was killed senselessly. And so I'm happy for them that they're getting at least some kind of compensation or some kind of something to make up for it. But, man, I wish it wasn't taken out of my pocket. I really feel conflict there.
Well, I guess all you can do is pack up and leave.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to make that New Hampshire pitch. So, you did on both sides of the break.
Well, of course I'm going to do that. I mean, because that's what libertarians should do, is they should concentrate their numbers in one place so we can actually, let's say change the system to where government bureaucrats are responsible for their behavior. I think that'd be a nice change. That'd be a nice piece of legislation to pass.
Hey, I don't disagree with you. I'm on board with that. I do have one more question for you.
Yeah.
Curious to know how the world passport worked out for you in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah, good question. So the World Passport is something that was issued by the World Service Authority. I have had one now for a few years, and it was my second time trying it at an international location. I tried it once in Canada, so I was trying to cross into Quebec province, and it didn't work there. They would not accept it. They took the driver's license that I had, and they still didn't let me in because I've got a criminal record, and so now I'll get charged with a felony if I try to go back to Canada. Mexico didn't have the same level of standards for criminal record. They didn't care at all about if they even knew that I had a criminal record, which is all based on civil disobedience. For those who are new to the show, I haven't actually heard anybody.
But no felonies or anything like that.
No, I don't have any felonies. We get off in Mexico City, which I'd never been to Mexico before, and I had a U.S. passport and I had a world passport. And let's see, you get off the plane, which this was the most Byzantine, confusing, like, airport situation I've ever experienced. But then again, I've never done international travel in an airport before. So apparently what I experienced was relatively common, where you get off the plane, they have you walk into, like, through these tunnels, these fairly lengthy tunnels. You then come out into an area in which you wait in a line, where you go to a desk. There are multiple desks set up. Some are open, some are closed. You go to one of the ones that's open. There's a bureaucrat sitting there. They look at your passport. They stamp a form that you filled out when you were on the plane. They hand you a form. They stamp that form, and they let you into the country. And it's actually a relatively quick process. At least for me, it was. There was no questioning whatsoever. It took a little bit longer because the first thing I did was I handed the bureaucrat the world passport, and I said, "Do you accept the world passport?" And she looked at it. She looked confused. And I said, "Well, I also have a U.S. passport." And she looked at the world passport. She looked at the U.S. passport. She looked at the world passport. She goes, "U.S." Takes the U.S. passport, stamp. And let me in. So that was my experience with a world passport.
Oh man, I was a little worried you were going to get kicked out. I had a friend that was denied entry into Mexico in Cancun because his passport pages were somewhat damaged.
Really?
So they told him, "Sorry, we can't let you in," and directed him right back on a return flight. Wouldn't even let him say goodbye to his family who'd already cleared customs.
That's crazy. You know, I think it would be interesting to, if somebody had the time and the inclination to do it, to just try to go with just the world passport and see what happens. But, you know, I'm on business, and I was already being hassled by Renee, who was my company on the trip. She was worried I was going to get arrested and, like, all kinds of bad things were going to happen. And I'm like, look, this is not going to be a big deal. I have the U.S. passport. It's not like that's going to be a problem. And it wasn't. It wasn't a big deal at all. I mean, this bureaucrat could have cared less. Now, the couldn't have cared less. Anyway, the customs officials or Canadian Border Patrol, CBP, I think it is.
Yeah,
I might be wrong about
harsh.
That. No. They weren't harsh at all. They were super nice, actually. The Canadian Border Patrol.
I got cursed out Canada by Border Patrol. It's a whole different.
Well, I mean, you roll the dice when it comes to bureaucrats, but my experience with Canadian Border Patrol, I've had two experiences. One back in, like, 2008 when I went there I went to Toronto. That was fine. I mean, it was no big deal getting into the country there. In this case, they were very, very nice about denying my entry into the country. They were aware of what the world passport was, unlike this bureaucrat in Mexico who didn't really seem to know anything about it. She was like, U.S., stamp, you're in. And the interesting thing about Mexico is that they give you this piece of paper when you go down there, and it's like the bottom portion of the form that you fill out, and you're supposed to have that piece of paper when you leave Mexico. So you get 180 days that you can stay in Mexico, and then after that point, or somewhere within that point, you're supposed to leave at some point, and you present them with that paper in order to get out of the country. But the thing is, if you don't have that paper, they just fine you. That's it. Like, there's not really any, from what I'm told by people that live down there, there's not actually any other consequence beyond, oh, well, you've just got to pay now. You lost the piece of paper. We have no idea how long you've been in this country. Well, here, just pay this relatively small fine and have a nice day. So it's pretty easy to go down there and just kind of live for as long as you want to without any real consequence. I mean, I suppose if you get caught by the police and you don't have the right paperwork, that could maybe cause you a problem. They might deport you or something like that. But Yeah, we know people who've been down there for years, and they've never left. So, I mean, in theory, you could be legal by leaving every 180 days. You could go to Guatemala or back into the United States for, like, a day, and then come back to Mexico for another 180 days, and you'd be completely legal. But if you just want to stay there illegally, it's just a fine. So anyway, thanks, Clayton, for the call tonight, man.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I'd never done international air travel before. I've traveled on a boat. I went on a cruise when I was a kid once down to, like, the Bahamas or something, which was boring. It was basically like being in Florida. And then I went to Canada, as I said, but that was across the border, just going directly across the border. This was the first time I'd actually flown in. So anyway, you're welcome to comment. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Mexico, at the very least, Acapulco was very nice. I enjoyed it. 855-453. We got more from the CIA leak coming up. Four takeaways, as specified by Reason.com. And maybe you've seen something you want to share. You're welcome to join us here. Also, you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us. us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, the CIA leak, we got more to talk about with that. I mean, this is a big deal, and we're not done with it. So we'll get back into that. Want to let you know about how to start your own blog or website. Maybe you've been thinking about doing that, but you haven't gotten around to it yet. All right, time to get off the fence, because we've got 50% off of the regular prices over at HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there, and it's a special offer for you as a Free Talk Live listener. They make it easy to start up your own website with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've also got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. With HostGator, you go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's how you get 50% off, 50% off of their regular prices. HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Boys, girls, and assorted malcontents, I have some follow-up for you. Actually, I'm following up on something you guys have been doing.
Okay.
You know how you keep talking about Daryl's Liberty Lobby?
Yeah, Liberty Lobby. We were just in Concord again today, Daryl and I, and Heather.
Thank you. What I've been doing is I started looking at just going to the site. I guess it's libertylobby.xyz, is that right?
That's the one he originally registered. He's been promoting libertylobby.info recently.
Okay. So that's where I went today for the first time. I've been meaning to get around to it. And immediately I saw something there that was worth calling local talk radio about. So I found a bill that I guess it's just been ITL'd, which means the committee voted no. It's a bill that would put restrictions on this thing we've been complaining about all the time, the bureaucrats going in on company time, you know, or on taxpayers' money, using the taxpayers' dime to go in and testify in favor of getting more of the taxpayers' dime. Right?
They sure do. They do it all the time. Every week, bureaucrats pack the state house and demand bigger government, more money, and more rules, and it's outrageous, and it's really frustrating.
You can't, it's like you can't cross the hall without tripping over one of them.
Yep.
And we have to pay to be there. You know, we have to take the day off work in many cases, or otherwise pay for it. And
yeah, so, today was an entire day. I mean, it wasn't even the busiest day in Concord. Like, there were only a handful of hearings, but the ones that we went to were like a couple hours long each, and we blew an entire day at the State House. That I could have been making calls to radio stations for Free Talk Live, but I couldn't do it while I was in a hearing room.
Yeah, well, you're not doing it in a vacuum. People are starting to watch, or at least I am, and I hope other people will too. So there's a radio show in, I guess it's in Henniker, that lets you call in on the weekdays. You can call in during the afternoon, and they'll let you change the topic, basically, just like Free Talk Live does. And so I called them about this. They seemed to be happy to hear the call, and hopefully I don't know. I've skimmed the bill, but I haven't looked at it closely enough to say I can actually support it, because I think you got to support everything in it if you're going to support it, but they're definitely...
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, you can, if you go to one of these hearings, for people that don't know, in New Hampshire, the State House has to hear every single bill. So every proposal, none of it can be sidelined. They have to have a public hearing on everything, which means they have to hear the opinions of anybody who's interested to come speak to them. And you can go in there and you can say, well, I support the bill except for, and then tell them what you don't like. Or I oppose this bill, but I do like that you've done this. So frequently we'll do that, where the bill has a good intention, but maybe the language isn't particularly good, and we'll try to clear it up for them. And in some cases, we've seen that that has had a positive influence. For instance, the Bitcoin bill that's going to be voted on this week had an amendment put into it that absolutely took the suggestions into play that were made at the public hearing by the few members. It was only a handful of Bitcoiners who showed up, but just those handful made an impact. So I think people need to learn that in New Hampshire, you can actually make a difference. I realize that people are frustrated with politics and they don't believe that it works. And in most places, it doesn't. It really doesn't, and it's a waste of time. But in New Hampshire, you really can have some level of impact on these politicians because they're more like average people here than in other states. There are 400 of them. And so each one of them has, you know, relatively small power. They don't have much power. They get paid $100 per year, plus a small gas stipend. Many of these people have real jobs or businesses that they go to. This is not their real career. This is just something they're doing because they want to try to make things better. And if you can give them an idea of some way to make what they have already proposed better, a lot of them will actually listen. That's been my experience.
Once in my life, I have nothing to add.
Okay, man. Thanks for calling tonight. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You keep up the good work out there. And, you know, one thing that we do need is more people doing this stuff. We need to have more, because, you know, Daryl and I are in a unique position. We basically do activism full time. I mean, Free Talk Live is essentially an activist project. It's a project of Shire Free Church. We're, you know, our mission is to spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we can. So we can take off time from that as we like and go and do other activist stuff, like going to the State House as we're doing. Vincent, you've been there at least once. That I can recall. But, you know, you go to school. You don't have a whole bunch of time that you can devote to this. The average person probably is working during the week. They can't go at 9 a.m. or whatever, which is why Daryl has formed this Liberty Lobby LLC. LibertyLobby.info is where you can go to learn more about it. If you like the idea of real principled, liberty-minded people speaking to the State House on a regular week-after-week basis, we're there every week, then you can contribute to Daryl's efforts. Now, I don't get a piece of it. I'm just there as a volunteer. I'm just there because I, you know, want to help Daryl. I run the camera. Sometimes I testify. So I testified today on a bill that would close a loophole on farmers markets, which would make it so that farmers markets who are doing like a wine tasting or some sort of beer tasting or something like that would have to pay a tax. Now, they're supposed to pay the tax, but there's a loophole that gets that makes it so they don't have to. So some of them probably are, but if somebody's not, then it's not illegal at this point. So they're trying to close that loophole. I went up there and said, you need to, this is the wrong direction. You need to leave these farmers alone, and you need to abolish the liquor commission. So I used that opportunity to not only oppose the bill itself, but to make a statement against the entire bureaucracy that it has to deal with. And one of the state reps, they get to question you after you're done with whatever two-minute speech or whatever you're going to give, and they get to ask questions. So one of them, you know, shot back, well, are you saying you want to get rid of the Liquor Enforcement Division as well? I'm like, well, yeah. Get rid of the whole thing. Look, if you want to have a local town ordinance, that's one thing. The Keene police in Keene are the ones who enforce that stuff for the most part. It's very rare you'll see the liquor cops in downtown Keene, and they usually just go and enforce in the bars and try to bust the bars for serving people. You don't see them, like, pulling over the college kids or, you know, stopping a college girl on the street and making her cry as you're ticketing her, which I've seen happen more than once over an open container. So I don't support open container ordinances, but you don't need a liquor commission to have those things. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is non-legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We were talking about the CIA. We're going to get back into that. You, of course, can take control and bring up anything you want. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, but also get your shopping done at the same time, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's easy. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon UK. And then you just go and get your shopping done as you normally would. And Free Talk Live benefits because Amazon cuts us a portion of the sale because we sent them the business that otherwise they would just keep it all for themselves. But if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, it helps Free Talk Live. So, let's get back into it here. The story here, for those of you just tuning in, about the CIA and thousands of documents and files being released in what's called Vault 7 by WikiLeaks.org. Great website, of course. We've been big fans of WikiLeaks' work. They're probably doing some of the most important, you know, shining the light on the cockroaches in the entire world, I would say. And they pointed out that this particular treasure trove of information is even larger than 3 years' worth of Snowden releases. So, and you said Snowden's been actually tweeting about this, so maybe we'll highlight some of his tweets if there's anything worth sharing. Vincent's got that. It'll pull up for us here in a little bit. But big news here. What they're finding out is that the CIA has been hacking people and that they've basically been competing with the NSA, that they've got similar tools, hacking tools, for instance, malware, zero-day exploits, weaponized zero-day exploits, viruses and Trojans, and apparently they've lost control of it. So they have those things that they had developed for their own use, and then it got out into the wild, which means that any other government around the world might be able to get their hands on it, or private criminals might be able to get their hands on these tools and possibly hack your phone. As Reason.com has pointed out here in their four takeaways from the WikiLeaks Vault 7 CIA leak, they say that they've been able to compromise Google's Android, Apple's iPhone and iPad. They've also been apparently hacking Windows as well as, let's see, Linux. Also there was something else, not iOS. Well, yes, iOS, but OS X, that was the other one. The CIA was able to bypass the encryption of WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, and Cloakman by hacking the phone and collecting the audio and message traffic before the encryption was applied. So as you're typing in the message that you think is going to be encrypted to your friend, before you hit send or right as you hit send, basically that information before it goes through the encryption process is sent off to the CIA, or could be if they're using their hacking tools on your phone. Back to the story here from Reason.com. This is the number two. So number one on the list was that they were hacking your phones and your operating systems. Number two is that the CIA has a menu of hacking tools for its assets to use, as well as fingerprints of other states. A questionnaire under the program called Fine Dining allows the CIA case officers to identify their specific needs and receive hacking tools tailored to them. The list of possible targets include asset, liaison asset, system administrator, foreign information operations, foreign intelligence agencies, and foreign government entities. Notably absent, WikiLeaks points out, is any reference to extremists or transnational criminals. The CIA's Umbridge Group also keeps a substantial library of attack techniques stolen from malware produced in other states. WikiLeaks notes helpfully adding that includes Russia. Such a library of digital fingerprints, which WikiLeaks compares to a distinctive knife wound, could help misdirect attribution. Questions over just how purported Russia-specific telltale signs in the DNC hacks were fuel of much of the suspicion about the certainty of the accusations against Russia.
So this basically means if they want to hack someone, they could frame Russia or some foreign government by
correct.
Doing it. I remember there was some hack a while ago, and they're like, oh, this was clearly done by Russian hackers because they used a Cyrillic keyboard, and this is for Wagos, my memories are rusty, and people pointed out, well, if a Russian, why would they use a Cyrillic keyboard for programming or anything? Most likely they'd be using an English keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So that was late. So it's been done before, but that case it seems someone got lazy. But
and so now you have in case you needed the evidence that the CIA can pretend to be another country, now you've got that evidence in this release from WikiLeaks. Again, part one. We don't even know what's coming soon. Number three on the list of Reason.com takeaways from the WikiLeaks first leak from this. Treasure trove of documents, Vault 7, as it is called. Number three, the archive WikiLeaks released was likely passed around among former U.S. hackers and contractors. WikiLeaks warns that the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking malware, or attacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, Trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, malware remote control systems, and associated documentation, and that the documents it was publishing had received from a former U.S. government hacker or contractor, a community within which the documents had been previously circulated. There is extreme proliferation risk in the development of cyber weapons, WikiLeaks noted in its press release. Comparisons can be drawn between the uncontrolled proliferation of such weapons, which results in the inability to contain them, combined with their high market value and the global arms trade. According to WikiLeaks, the documents it released were not considered classified information because the nature of malware requires code to be left on target computers. Handling classified information in such a way is prohibited. Well, that's kind of an interesting detail. I didn't realize that. If they're putting their code on your computer, then it's technically not classified because they're giving it away from that perspective. And finally, number four on their list of things you need to know, the CIA appears to have duplicated the NSA's cyber warfare efforts to avoid information sharing. According to WikiLeaks, for years the CIA had been developing its own substantial fleet of hackers, one that had freed it from having to disclose its controversial operations to the NSA. The CIA, WikiLeaks explains, had created its own NSA with even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capacities of a rival agency could be justified. It calls to mind, says Reason, the quote from the 1996 film Contact, quote, first rule in government spending, why build one when you can have two at twice the price, especially if it's a secret? Well, it's not a secret anymore. And as I said, you know, this is just the beginning of this. There are 8,000 documents and files here that have been released. Who knows what else is in there? I'm sure we're going to be finding out over the next week. We'll bring you more information as we learn it here on Free Talk Live. Vincent, are you surprised by any of this?
No, you know, not to sound arrogant or anything, but I thought a lot of this was, you know, common knowledge already. Not the specifics of it or the fact that, you know, the CIA had it. I was surprised that the CIA had its own NSA, but I've, you know, ever since the original Snowden leaks, I've always been somewhat aware that they're listening to everything, and even before that, you know, when I was, I don't know if it's just some weird paranoia trait in me, but, you know, I just always assumed that the government was always watching, always looking at everything, like, you know, 1984 or They Live. But I think this is good. I don't know how much it's being reported on by, like, CNN or Fox or, you know, mainstream media. I'm not saying there's a cover-up, but I don't know if you recall back when some of the earlier WikiLeaks during the election, someone on CNN said, oh, you're not allowed to, as a civilian, you're not allowed to look at this. You have to wait till CNN
or one
of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so I think it's good. Yeah, I think WikiLeaks is doing a lot of great work because it's like crowdsourcing or crowdfunding information. You don't have to go through, you know, these mainstream media who suck up to the government. You have, like, thousands of people on Reddit and 4chan and 8chan going through, like, you know, people on their own time going through thousands of documents, and it's,
you're,
you know,
crowdsourcing,
it's like
it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a marketplace of ideas, so it's a free marketplace of ideas. So I think this is a really good thing.
This is getting published in big places, so New York Times has it, The Telegraph in the UK has it, and I'm just glancing here at the Google News search. So where else is popping up? ABC Online, apparently. So a lot of different kind of major
publications. Well, let's see what spin they put on it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
So, I don't know what else there is to say at this moment on Vault 7, the CIA revelations that are just beginning to come out. But if you've got something you want to add, you can join us here. Skype username lrn.fm, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Vincent, was there more that you wanted to share? Does Snowden have something interesting to say about
it? He has a chain of tweets. He tweeted this out 8 hours ago, and it's okay. The first tweet is PSA, and he replies to the WikiLeaks, Vault 7. It says, the WikiLeaks initial tweet says, hashtag Vault 7 confirms CIA can effectively bypass Signal plus Telegram plus WhatsApp plus Confide encryption.
Yep.
Edward Snowden replies, PSA, this incorrectly implies CIA hacked those apps / encryption. But the docs show iOS, Android are what got hacked, a much bigger problem.
Right.
Still working through the publication, but what WikiLeaks has here is a genuinely big deal. Looks authentic. What makes this look real? Program and office names such as JQJ, IOC, Crypt series are real. Only a cleared insider could know them. If you're writing about the CIA at WikiLeaks story, here's a big deal. First public evidence, USG, which I assume stands for U.S. Government, secretly paying to keep U.S. software unsafe. And he has an image that I'm not even going to begin to read. And then finally, the last tweet I have.
Paying? Hold on, that's crazy. So the government's paying presumably what, Apple and Google? I mean, who else could they be paying?
He has a... Oh, goodness.
I'm obviously jumping to a conclusion there, but, that sounds interesting.
So you're paying to keep software. From what I've read in other people's takes on it, it's that instead of having their own key, right, instead of a government having their own key, they just say, all right, keep this certain loophole that we can get into, but also everyone else can. That's my my and several others' interpretation of it. I haven't had time to go through the the documents. Yeah. And then finally he says here,
still.
The CIA reports show that the U.S. government developing vulnerabilities in U.S. products, then intentionally keeping the holes open, reckless beyond words.
Mm.
So I think that clears it up a bit. And these are so 8 hours ago. He's been tweeting a lot recently, but I don't know if any of the rest of it is relevant.
Well, feel free to highlight anything with us here. You can dial in and join the conversation at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If the operating system itself, in this case Google's Android or Apple's iOS, if the operating system is compromised, then you have no security. And, of course, that's what Chris from Think Penguin, who we have on the show usually on Fridays, is when he joins us. But he's been saying that for a long time. He has been saying, look, you know, you don't. You know, any security that you have is an illusion of security. If they've managed to compromise your OS, then you're screwed. And I'm interested in hearing more about the Linux claims, because Reason and WikiLeaks have, you know, said that there was Linux hacking going on. But it's, you know, always been presented to me that Linux is like this unhackable thing, or that it's very, very difficult to hack. So I suspect that people with Windows or Mac are at a greater risk, especially Windows. Windows is where you see all the viruses and the malware targeting. But if it's true that the CIA has somehow cracked into Linux, that's a pretty scary proposition. And I don't know how true that is. It's just that was included. Linux was included in this sort of laundry list of different operating systems that had been compromised. So if you've been digging further into this, then feel free, dial in, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Maybe we'll get Chris on here from Think Penguin maybe at the end of the week, after folks have had the bulk of the week to really kind of dig through this and learn exactly what it is that's been going on, and he can help shed some light on it. In the meantime, of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, there's other news that, of course, is worthy of sharing with you. And let's see, there's a lot of stuff we can talk about here. How about psychologists claiming that social media, to sort of change gears completely, that social media increases loneliness? You believe that one?
Oh, big time, yeah. Yeah.
This story's from the BBC's Newsbeat. A report suggests that more than 2 hours of social media use per day doubles the chances of that person, that user, experiencing social isolation. That's kind of ironic, right? They call it social media, but if you're feeling depressed and isolated after using it, then it would seem to be having the opposite of its claimed effect. If it's indeed supposed to connect people, if it's supposed to help people, you know, find one another and communicate with each other and be more social, but yet if you use it more often than the average person and you feel socially isolated as a result, then that could be a problem. Now, of course, correlation isn't necessarily causation, so do keep that in mind as we talk about this. The study looked at users of Instagram, Snapchat, as well as Tumblr and other social media. It's important to remember that what you see on social media isn't necessarily the reason for you feeling bad, but it might be a factor. The study claims exposure to idealized representation of other people's lives may be causing feelings of envy. Put simply, it might just heighten the emotions that you're already feeling, but regardless, there's no doubt that some people, we've touched on this before on Free Talk Live, that some people who are posting like all the happy things happening in their lives, if somebody's having a tough time in their life, if they just, you know, broke up with their girlfriend or got broken up with, or, you know, something bad has happened to a loved one, a family member or something like that, and you go online and, you know, all these people are going on vacations and they're showing pictures of, you know, all the happy times that they're having, that could probably cause some sort of juxtaposition and frustration. I mean, Vincent, you're the resident young guy on the show, 18 years old, so you've grown up with social media. When was the first time you got on Facebook or MySpace, or what was your, do you remember what your first, because for me, I think it was probably MySpace like more than a decade ago.
Let's see, it was around 4 years ago, I'd say. Yeah, I'd say around 4 years ago, I got on Facebook. You know, I was very... Yeah,
that seems old for, you know, for
young
people.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I never wanted to... Let's see, it was around 2007 that anyone could go on Facebook. You didn't need to be a college
student. That's correct. Yeah, they opened it up.
And I didn't... Yeah, I remember a lot of people having Facebooks and not me, because I was...
So, 07, you would have been, like, what, 8 years old?
Around 8 or 9. And I was forced onto the internet and stuff because, you know, my parents are very paranoid about it. They, you know, both grew up in rural areas.
You were forced onto the
by
internet.
The government. Oh, okay, yes, by the school. I didn't want an email.
Oh.
I didn't want any of this. The school's like, you need an email.
I see.
And before, and, you know, I in my opinion, I was too young, and it had a tremendous impact on me. And so I got onto Facebook. My girlfriend at the time really wanted me on there. Okay, I did, and it's just been downhill from here until I had several different Facebooks that I would...
You quit recently.
Yes,
I
did.
You got off of Facebook.
Yes, I did. I think it was like my second or third account. I would eventually, you know, I'd either anger and too many people with my political stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, I better go into exile for a few weeks, and I'd, you know, delete the account.
Kudos to you, man, for being able to do that. Like, I want to quit Facebook, and I've been kind of weaning myself off of it. And my technique has been that I will use the little counter on the top right. So those who are familiar with Facebook, which is probably a good chunk of our audience, because they have a huge huge audience themselves, there's a little globe that shows you an indicator number of how many notifications that you have. And so I will wait now to click that globe, because I used to click it like an addict. Like, as soon as there was one or two notifications, I'd click it and just, what is it? And now I wait. I've been, up until just the other day, I was waiting until it was at 5. So I went from like 1 to 5. And so if it's not at 5, whatever it is, it's there. It's not important. I'm not going to click it.
But it's going to build up eventually to 5. So no matter what, you'll click on it.
I will click on it at some point. But the thing is, it's less time that I'm spending on the site, because if I'm clicking on it every time there's one, I'm on the site, I'm clicking, I'm investigating whatever that link is, I might click on the, you know, the notification and get into, you know, whatever the discussion is. But if I have to wait for a half hour or an hour or 3 hours, because sometimes it takes me a little while, because also I'm running on my main computer and laptop, I'm running a plugin that blocks notifications of likes. So when I get to 5, it's actually like 5 things that are generally comments or something like that. So something more useful than just someone liked your post. I don't care about that.
Yeah, you have thousands of friends too.
I only have like 1,000.
Oh, 1,000. I only had like under 100 at any given time.
So that has worked, I think, for me, and I just recently increased it from 5 to 10. So I'm kind of taking little baby steps up there. And today when I was at the State House, it took like a couple hours to get from 0 to 10. So that was time when I didn't use Facebook. But I need to create another rule for myself where I don't use Facebook at all if I don't have... Because I could... What I was doing is I'd go on Facebook and then I'd just click the feed and scroll the feed. So even though the thing said 10, I wouldn't click... if it wasn't up to 5, I wouldn't click the globe, but I'd still be using Facebook. So I need to just get off of it entirely.
Delete the thing, man.
I can't because I've got the AMP group.
You're strong enough.
I got to be in there for the AMP group. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.